USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in four deaths, including an unarmed woman who had been shot by Capitol Police. At least 52 arrests were made. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. And so what we do by extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government, we want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The list of cyber attacks on federal government agencies continue to grow. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Two more federal departments say they've been affected by an ongoing cyber attack that law enforcement says are the work of Russian hackers. The Justice Department and the federal court system were hit, although the amount of damage done is unclear. The Justice Department says that a number of email accounts were accessed, but it doesn't believe any classified systems were affected. The court system says its case management system was apparently breached. Investigators are still working to find the extent of that compromise as well. The Departments of Commerce, the Treasury, and Homeland Security have also been attacked, according to officials. A statement from several federal law enforcement agencies blamed Russian-backed hackers as the source of the ongoing cyber attacks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
National Football League playoffs start this weekend. On Saturday, the Colts are at the Bills, Rams are at the Seahawks, and the Buccaneers are at Washington. On Sunday, Ravens at the Titans, Bears at the Saints, and Browns at the Steelers. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Chaos in the Capitol, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps, we lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff, I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff in the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Legendary rapper Dr. Dre was hospitalized on Tuesday after reportedly suffering a brain aneurysm. Dre went on social media later in the day thanking his fans for their kind words, saying he's doing great and getting excellent care from his medical team at Caesar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.